Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, and hello. This is Rob Rourke of Texas, and we're here for a full 30 minutes today. Of course, here in the background, that is Eye of the Tiger by Survivor, the title theme from Rocky III. Hey, this is the first 30-minute show of the new Rob Rourke of Texas. Of course, you know, we like to talk a little politics, but we also like to hear what you have to say, because frankly, that matters to us. And if you got any questions, want to make a call, comment, that number is 718-664-9825. So give me a shout. Okay, yesterday we talked in our second show, we talked about comments made by John Kasich, governor of Ohio and potential one of many Republican candidates for president. Pardon me, I apologize. He was asked about why people run. He said, well, you got to ask two questions. Do they want to fix America? Do they want to just get elected? Well, as you know, I am a candidate for the Democratic nomination for U.S. House District 22. And I say it this way. I want to fix America. And I'm being straightforward with it. And I'm also being straightforward by saying this next thing. Where do you stand, Pete Olson? Where do you stand on this? What's your thoughts, Pete? You know, we could talk about many things. I started talking about education. We're going to propose in this campaign an idea on education. And I worked my way through school college as a substitute teacher. My campaign manager is a teacher. And for all those teachers out there, if you like this plan, if you're listening, like this plan, be part of it, be supportive of it. I'm asking for your help. And we're going to talk about that for at least part of this program today. Pardon me, I apologize. Whatever's going around is going around, and I got hit again. I think allergy, sinus infection, you name it. Well, I'll probably agree to it. So, but the idea is we're talking about education. And, you know, I'm taking it this way. There have been many politicians that have called for the shutting down of the Department of Education. I disagree with that. I will agree with one thing that was said, and this was attributed to Ronald Reagan. His rationalization for shutting down the DOE was that education is an issue of states' rights. That part I agree. Education is an issue of states' rights. Politics and education do not mix. But do we close down the Department of Education? I say no. I say let's redefine the DOE into an Office of Education or a OOE, Office of Education. Yes, folks, I have seen one too many James Bond movies. But all joking aside, an Office of Education. Because if you think about it, every time we have a new president election or that's elected, we have a new agenda. One of those agendas happens to be a new education agenda. You know, the DOE is just nothing more than a bureaucratic pain in the butt. Talk about your red tape. Talk about your bureaucracy. While I am probably stomping on memory of Lyndon Johnson who believed in education, I think he would agree that things need to be changed, tweaked, or much as overhauled. So this is where we come in. And I'm putting it to you all. Let me know what you think. My number is 718-664-9825. Or if you have a thought, email me at rob@robrourke.us. That's my email address now. rob@robrourke.us. Let's turn this music off, right? Or at least fade it a little lower. So the idea is this. Let's talk about education for at least part of the show. Let's talk about the idea of do people run to get elected? Or do they run with the idea of fixing America? Those are some of the topics we're going to try to do today. So we got about 24 minutes. So let's talk about it. About education. I believe in the idea that education is an issue of states' rights. I believe we can redefine the Department of Education into a regular government office. I also believe that they can operate with a single framework or develop our single objective, and that is a single framework of education. Because we need to let the teachers teach. You know, we can set a goal. We can put together in that single framework a set of standards. And we can redefine education in this country. You know, emphasis on grammar, handwriting, phonics, and, you know, a serious focus on literature in English courses. Here, I think a lot of people agree with. Wouldn't we rather see our children memorizing multiplication and division tables versus using a calculator in elementary school? It's too, you know, the calculators are too easy to use, too easy to access. We need to do something about that. You know, go back to basics. You know, my area of expertise is history. I'm always been a history buff. And I agree, this is what I like. History curriculum standards have emphasized patriotism, the free enterprise system, our founding fathers, founding documents like the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. What's wrong with being an American? What's wrong with the idea of studying America and the history? I've always been of the opinion that we can always learn a lesson or two from our history as we ponder the thoughts of tomorrow. Think of it. We need health books to uphold standards of traditional Americanism. We need science textbooks that encourage students to think, ask, and predict, have increased lab time, and that present evolution is a theory, not as facts. You see, the idea is we can pass this framework on to the states. Let the states tweak them as they want. And then pass them on to school districts. But then allow the teachers to teach. You know, talk about another area in education is testing. I know this goes back to the idea. This goes to encourage my argument for the fact that education is an issue of states' rights. Testing in the states. We've had several different versions of education or achievement tests, and students are saying it's easy as pie. It's a week off. Here's a comment. Granted, it was March 1st, 2012, but it's still pertinent. From Elisa Falkenberg. Anyone who tells you that they are not teaching the test is either a liar or a PE teacher. This came from a social studies teacher in Fort Bend ISD. Now, you know, that's something wrong with that. I think we all could agree. So this is what I'm proposing. Instead of every year we have the week of achievement test, how about every 4 years during K through 12 for our children? At the fourth grade level, because they're nearing middle school. Eighth grade, because they're nearing high school. And at the senior year, because they're about to graduate. Students And another thing, we should also teach our students how to take tests. You know, here are some examples. Pre-K or kindergarten, introduce a matching test. First or fourth, multiple choice, true or false. Fill in the blanks should be introduced. By fifth grade on up, short essay exams. And expand those into high school. See, the idea is too many students drop out, and one is one too many, as far as I'm concerned. Maybe we have less red tape and more teacher participation. I'll get it out there. The idea is we can put things together. We can challenge our students, our children, to learn, challenge them to learn, and give our teachers a reason to teach. We need to do that. We need to put the ideas forward. We need to put the ideas in front of educators. We need to put teachers in a place where they can work, in a framework they can work within. And these reforms are key, in my opinion. Are they the overall answer that's going to solve the problems in this country? No. But I easily believe they're pieces to a bigger puzzle. So, I got to ask it this way. Like the questions were asked by, I believe, Governor Kasich, do we get elected for, does someone run to get to fix America? Or does someone run just to get elected? Where do you stand, Pete? Where I stand for the idea of getting America fixed. I could say this also about education. Now, while we all have had some experience around the teacher's desk, I could say that I've spent time on all four sides of the desk. Student. And I sat on the teacher's desk as a substitute teacher. I was PTA president for 1 year. And I'm a parent. I sat all around all four sides of the teacher's desk. Ken Pete, where do you stand around the teacher's desk? Where do you stand? What do you think about education? Where do you stand on reforming education? Do you agree that it's an issue of states' rights? That we should take politics out of education? Or do you believe in the status quo, the Republican line that doesn't really fix anything, voucher system, school choice? It's, you know, it really didn't even work that well in Washington. Or if it's still working, it's probably not up to the standards that it was originally thought about. But again, we're talking a Republican idea that is narrowly focused and is does not work all the time. Now, let's talk about another little topic, family values. Pete Olson talked about family values as in bringing kids to Washington and hear their opinion and see how the government works. I ask you, Pete, what do you believe in? Where do you stand on family values? Why aren't children of divorce part of that definition of family values? Why, Pete? Where do you stand on that? I myself am I'm a divorced dad. I'll admit it. I'm a divorced dad who lost custody of my daughter. I was put in a position where I had to give it up. I had to do something for her best interest, in the best interest of the child. Do I regret it? Yes. But I was also very naive because I thought a system that, while blind, would be fair. I can go on, I can rant and rave and all like that. But there are many dads out there that sound like they're lunatics. many dads that don't really give a damn. Well, I do. I do. And this is what I've done. I've gone, once I got back here in Texas, I went to go re-educate myself on this problem with the idea of advocating for change. Well, I became a founding member of what was at one time called ACFC Texas, American Coalition of Fathers and Children, of course, the Texas chapter. Subsequently, we've worked to be merged with a group called now First Family Texas. See, the whole overall problem, and yes, this family court is an issue of states' rights. What does someone running for Congress have to say about that? Well, this last legislative session in Austin, I gave testimony to the Committee for an Equal Parental Rights Act. It was Bill 2363, House Bill 2363. Because I believe the idea is that we need to fix family courts. Whether you be here in Texas, Virginia, Washington State, California. It's the idea of family values. You know, it was said that it took a village to raise a family. Well, I think we can redefine that the village to mean the family. And the legal, and we look at the legal system we got in this country as far as family court. And we have to remind them. And I think what this can be, what we're going to propose, is the idea of showing family courts across the country that they've forgotten the idea of in the best interest of the child. There's so much research out there that indicates the best interest of the child is having all four family members. And I'm looking through my notes and I can give you a better example. 24.7 million children are raised in households where they have no support, equal support of both parents. They're being raised without equal support of both parents. The Daily Mail in London, Washington Post, if I remember correctly. Papers like that did the research and printed it. Matter of fact, I remember one is being dated as a Christmas Day and another one dated the day after. What we're looking at is an equal balance, and the court should recognize that. And yeah, I like I said, this is an issue of states' rights, but I think the federal government can be an influence here. Yeah, government outreach. Government outreach through. So I introduced this today, and let me know what you think, because frankly, this is not etched in stone. If you got some suggestions, you can call me, and we can talk about it. That's 718-664-9825. Or shoot me an email at rob@robroark.us. See, the idea is that the custodial parent, and this is, you know, folks, this is not a game of one-upsmanship. And that's what the problem with the courts are. It's turned into a game of one-upsmanship on the idea, on how to support a child. And that's what's wrong. So we're proposing this. The standard deduction for child support every year is $3,950. That's for the custodial parent. The non-custodial parent is not allowed to make that deduction or paying it. Well, like I said, we can cite the numbers, and we can find the, if we must, again, find the information again. 24.7 million children in this country without the support of both parents. What I'm proposing is this, that both parents get a 50% 50% of this, take 50% of that that $39.50 as a deduction on their income tax, where it's split down the middle. We're talking roughly $1,950. It's not costing anything. That's not going to cost, you know, we're not adding taxes or taking taxes away. We're balancing the playing field here. And we're asking the court system, by doing it, we're going to ask the court system to actually look at that and say, that makes sense. Balance the court playing field. And let's go back and look at this. That's what we should be doing. Our courts should be looking at what's in the best interest of the child. You know, I could say my experiences. I had to jump through hoops. And my ex, all she said was, no, I'm not going to do it. Where's the fairness in that? If you go on Facebook and look at these fathers, divorced dads groups, you'll see many a story from long-winded to that of the concerned father who just wants to see his child. But that's all that this concept works, is going to work. That's all we're looking for, is finding that point where we say to the states, please look at this and judge for yourself. Can we find a way to make changes in your system? And the federal government will support it. And that's as far as the outreach is concerned. You know, once in Washington, I plan to look at Title 4D of the Social Security Act and see if there are more changes that can be made. But it'd be wonderful. That'd be one that's in the best interest of the child, not, you know, I'm just kind of dumbfounded on this. I've worked very hard on this, and I believe this is a subject that should be included in any discussion of family values, and I will continue to work for it, state and federal level. I just want to say, folks, I'm here to run for you. I'm running for this office for you. I do have my reasons, and I'm trying to share those with you as part of my overall plan. And I want you to believe that. This campaign is going to be one of transparency. We're going to ask the simplest of questions. Try to find the common ground and put two and two together. And frankly, we're going to try like anything to come up with four. And that does not include the use of a calculator. We got 10 fingers, don't we? No, all joking aside, the idea is we want to serve you. We as a campaign want to serve you. And I as a candidate want to serve you. But you know, this is going to be a hard campaign. I'm the unknown factor. I'm trying to make my argument. Excuse me. I apologize. With allergies, my throat gets dry. I think we've all gone through that. But, you know, dry throat. You're afraid you're going to start coughing or hacking on air. So I want to take a little bit of a little swig of water, if you don't mind. Yeah, and what I'm getting at is this. It's going to be a hard campaign. We're trying our best, and we're going to continue to try our best to get things done. So once in Washington, we're going to put two and two together. We're going to go forward. And like we say, we're going to make a new difference. We're going to make that new difference. We're not going to be hyper-partisan. You know, something that was attributed to Bill Clinton, I agree with. There's never been an idea that I'll turn down simply because it was not mine. And I also got to say this to Pete. I work at a grocery store. I see people every day talking and grumbling about how the cost of this and cost of that has increased by many times. Yet Congress has not done anything to help except point fingers and say, it's not my fault. Well, I'm going to tell you this, Pete. I'm pointing back and saying it is your fault. I'm pointing back with an idea that says, we want to do something. We want a change. We want to make a new difference. So, folks, I'm going to ask it this way. If you want to help out, if you agree with what we've been saying and you like what you hear, contribute. Rob 2016 for Congress, 16201 El Camino Real, Suite 32. Houston, Texas, 77062. Volunteer. Shoot me an email with thought. We want to do this campaign for you. We want the people's voice to be heard. Again, that email address is rob@robroark.us. So volunteer, be part of the campaign. You know, we're going to be pushing literature out for people. I've already been going door to door, dropping off business cards with just a little message on the back that said, just want to introduce myself. We just want to be your voice. So like I said, contribute. Send me $5. Bring yourself. When we have scheduled lit drops, or come to a fundraiser, we want you to be part of this, and we're only asking for you to be part of it. And on that note, we're about to start closing down, and we're going to talk a little more about education. We're going to talk a little more about Devin's Law. Yes, that's right. Forms for tax reform is going to be called Devin's Law after my daughter. We're also going to be talking about a rough idea that we're having on border security. And we're also going to talk on an idea of a tax increase for the top 1%. We got some ideas, and we're going to talk to you about them. See, we're not talking at you, we're going to talk to you. That's what the show's about. We like to talk little politics, but we also like to hear what you have to say, because that's what matters. So let me have coming up on the 90-second mark, one. Okay, she's late. There I just got the 90-second warning. Well, I just want to say this. Please check Facebook, because I'll be posting times and dates of the next shows. I'm guessing, depending on my schedule, I'm looking at least next Saturday because I allow the day off. But other than that, do check with Facebook for time and dates, and we will be back. But I also want to do this before I leave, folks. There's a little lady in Virginia I want to say, give a shout out to. Just let you know, Shortcake, your Papa Rob will always love you. And to everyone else out there, again, check Facebook for times and dates. And Rob Rourke of Texas will be back. And we'll be going 30 minutes at a time. So have a nice day. Stay cool. I'll check you all later. Goodbye, Texas.